How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here all day this week, every single day at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone. We're available on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, streaming live worldwide on the internet, WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com. So much stuff to talk about. We've been here all week talking the Royal Rumble, which kicks off Sunday. First off, I want to thank everybody for tuning in all this week for our special one-week run here during the weekdays. Don't forget, we are always here on the weekends, every single weekend, Saturday mornings, including tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And of course, you know what that means. This show on Sunday is going to go off the air the moment the 2015 Royal Rumble goes on the air, and so we're going to be talking about that show here today and all weekend on the program, as well as all of the news and pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. We have a lot of it today. Actually, a surprising amount of mixed martial arts news, in fact. The Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz hype is beginning. There was a conference call yesterday. We can talk about that. UFC is in Sweden this weekend in a 30,000-seat stadium. This is available on Fight Pass, which is the UFC's version of the WWE Network. Bellator added to Friday nights on Spike TV, as is Glory Kickboxing, which of course has been running about once a month. And now boxing is being added to the Friday lineup on Spike TV. This is a big story, and we're going to talk about that with Mike Sempervivi, plus the return of Mirko Krokop. We're also going to be taking your phone calls all day today on the program at 855-478-4478. That is a toll-free number in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. Immediately after coming back from the break, the phone lines are going to be open. We'll talk about the Royal Rumble card as well. A lot of great television we've been seeing lately, including tonight, New Japan on Access TV. Do not miss this show. I'll tell you why when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. About to start taking your phone calls at 855-478-4478. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada. And already, Mike, I screwed this whole thing up. Tomorrow's UFC fight night is on Fox. Gustafson.
Well, it's an honest mistake, considering they kind of, it's been kind of lost in the mix here between Conor McGregor and the lead into Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz.
It's crazy. I actually kind of watched the football game this past Sunday night, and all I saw were, and obviously there was a reason for that because the Conor McGregor fight was taking place that evening, but usually, I mean, in the past, when I haven't watched football games, but they've been on, I've seen millions of commercials for the next UFC on Fox event, and I, honest to God, have not seen one commercial for this show plugging Fox TV. And granted, I'm not a big TV watcher, so I'm sure millions of people out there are going, Brian, you're an idiot, it's been all over the place, but I was unaware of it. So there you go, Fox TV tomorrow. All of the folks in Stockholm, it is 6 hours ahead, apparently. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Going to be a heck of a day for the Stockholm fans here, waiting to see this Gustafson versus Johnson fight.
Yeah, the party's going to begin late night. I guess the fight pass begins 5 o'clock Eastern time, so 11 o'clock at night. So it's going to be a long night for those people in Stockholm.
So Alexander Gustafson and Anthony Johnson is the main event of the show. We've also got Dan Henderson against Gegard Mousasi, Phil Davis and Ryan Bader, and Akira Korsani against Sam Cecilia. That is your Fox main card right there. Nico Musoke and Albert Tumanov. That's the main event of the Fox Sports 1 prelim card.
Yes, it is.
I don't think this one is going to do as well as the show this past Sunday.
I don't think it will, but, you know, if nothing else, Gustafson and Johnson certainly ought to be fun.
Let's go to the phones here. We got people waiting along. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Don't worry, Brian. I'm sure everyone's used to you screwing up by now.
Wow.
But I called in because I want to talk about the big pay-per-view this weekend, and that is Shine 24 live on WWNLive.com, and you can see some awesome matches like a world title match against Mia Yim defending against Santana Garrett. You can see 8K47, Allison Kay versus Athena, the wrestling goddess. you can see a darker side of Blue Pants as she looks to purge and cleanse the filth from Shine. You can see a big grudge match between...
Is she dark Blue Pants on this show because she's showing the darker side?
Quite possibly, but more of like from The Purge, the movie The Purge.
I see, sure.
A big grudge match between the Kimber Bombs and Leah Von Dutch versus Thunder Kitty and the Grandmas. And,
Excuse me. The Grandmas? Who are the Grandmas?
I'd like to know who Thunder Kitty is as well.
Well, Thunder Kitty's actually awesome. She does like a throwback gimmick, like she's Moolah or Mae Young from their prime. And the Grandmas are actually the tag team champions of Legendary, and that is Malaya, Osaka, and Brandywine. And I will say Brandywine, for being a grandma, is pretty hot.
But, I was saying Malaya Osaka. Insulting to her calling her a grandma. It's terrible.
Oh, man. I mean, is she legitimately a grandmother? I don't know.
I don't know, but they are pretty old. But they still got they're crafty veterans, and they are the Shine Tag Team Champions.
Well, Ed, how can people see this show again?
They can go to WWNLive.com and order it there. And you can order just the pay-per-view. You can order the pay-per-view and the VOD. Or you can even order the pay-per-view, the VOD, and the DVD. So whatever you want to do, there's plenty of choices. And it is well worth the money. And I guarantee it'll be better than the Royal Rumble. And the Royal Rumble is actually my favorite match of the
Hold
year.
Hold on a second. You guarantee it's going to be better than the Royal Rumble?
Guarantee.
Really? I need to find out some way to capitalize on this.
It's going to suck. So there's a good.
How do you know? You don't know that, Ed. It may be awesome.
Because Grandy told me Roman Reigns is going to win, so that's going to suck.
All right, Ed. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I wonder if the people from WWN Live cringe every time Ed calls in as a spokesman for their wonderful events. Let's go back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
What's happening, Ryan?
I have some predictions for you for the Royal Rumble.
Again? I thought we had these a couple of days ago. You got new predictions.
Yes.
All right.
The Bunny. I predict the Bunny will be Mikey Whimprick.
So first off, the Bunny is going to unmask?
Well, the Bunny's actually going to be in the Royal Rumble?
Well, I expect the Bunny to be in the Rumble. I expect the Bunny to eliminate Adam Rose. But where is the Mikey Whipwreck tie-in with the Bunny?
Someone's unmasked the Bunny at the Rumble and said it'd be Mikey Whipwreck. And the reason why they're doing this is because they don't want to embarrass anyone on the roster as being the Bunny, so they're to embarrass Mikey Whipwreck.
Well, you know, if there's one thing that WWE does not want to do, it's ever embarrass any of their talent. So perhaps you're right. Mikey Whipwreck will be the Bunny. What's your other prediction?
My other prediction is there's going to be some casual wrestling fans that try to order the Royal Rumble on Hulu because it's presented by Hulu, and they'll be confused that this will be how you order the pay-per-view.
Well, you know, it is very confusing and difficult to order anything on Hulu, so that may be... I don't even know why Hulu is even sponsoring this, but hey, wherever you get your money is where we get your money, right, Ryan?
Right.
Are you getting the WWN Live Shine pay-per-view on the recommendation of Ed, who just called in?
I am not. I prefer to get a shiz live. I might get some shiz in a couple of weeks. So.
I hear that you have been going to a lot of live events. You went to the Tough Man with the WWE stars. You went to a UFC event, or you watched a UFC event. What is your next live event that you're going to be reporting back on?
I might go to Berkeley Springs next weekend, which is the home of Brian Ladd, and they're having a show at a dojo that's going to be televised, and I may get to that show.
Ryan, first off, I want to thank you very much for the call. I cannot believe the segue that Ryan just gave me right there, but speaking of dojos, everybody, there is a building in downtown Bothell that used to be the old dojo that I trained at. We have since moved to a new location. But this dojo was like 100 years old. And tonight on After Dark Radio, you will all hear the audio of last night's ghost hunt. I grabbed myself some equipment, a Melmeter, I had a REM pod, all of this stuff that you see on Ghost Hunters, on whatever channel that show is on. I got all of that together. And my friends Tina and Jack, we all went to the building and we conducted an investigation. And it's an hour long. You're going to hear it live in real time. I strongly recommend that everybody tonight turns off all of the lights and listens to this show in the dark. And we did not come out of this empty-handed. That's all I will say. But that is tonight on After Dark Radio. It is live at 11 Pacific, 2 a.m. Eastern this evening. It is live and free. And the link to this show is up at the Wrestling Observer website and also darkmatterradio.net. I'll plug that again later. But, Mike, you should have been there. What you would have seen.
Can you either confirm or deny that you got more out of this trip than Geraldo Rivera searching through Al Capone's vaults?
Not only did I get more out of that, but I don't even believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts at all. And I went on my wife for my birthday one year got me a Bigfoot expedition with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, the same people from Finding Bigfoot. I went up and camped for 3 days, miles, like 50 miles from anywhere. And I didn't see anything. Not one did I not hear, nor did I see anything. And I had way more luck on this ghost hunt. So that's coming up tonight. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michael from Florida.
Michael, what's up?
Not much, guys. I was doing a little bit of thinking here.
Actually, Michael, that's some music. So, Michael, stand by. We're going to head to a break. The commercial break is coming. So stay on the line during the break. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, as always, here. And Michael is on the line, who we rudely cut off before the last commercial break. Michael, what's going on?
Not much, guys. It's actually pretty funny, because the last time that I called, the same thing happened to me. So it's, twice in a row.
Someday I'll learn, is my hope. So what's happening?
Maybe someday they'll advance the technology of audio cues.
But, that's right.
Yeah, so I was doing a little bit. I've been doing a little thinking because the Royal Rumble's on Sunday, and after a couple things that you and Dave and others have said on other radio shows, it got me thinking that it seems that the WWE, whether they like it or not, is heading to the exact same scenario of what happened last year, where with this guy kind of comes back out of nowhere, and like last year, obviously was Batista, and they won the Rumble. And the outrage with the whole Daniel Bryan thing and him not being in the Rumble, we all know that whole story that happened. But now this year, we've got a guy who just came back from injury. He doesn't really seem to be clicking with the fans. He's got these horrible promos. And now we know for a fact that Daniel Bryan is in the Royal Rumble. So it seems that there seems to be a bigger chance this year for the fans to completely crap all over everything. And I wanted to know what you guys thought of that.
Well, there certainly is that possibility, and I'm not sure exactly what they're thinking, to be honest. I think it's inevitable. The show's in Philadelphia, for crying out loud. I mean, is it not obvious that they're going to side with Daniel Bryan and go against Roman Reigns? It seems inevitable. I have no idea. If you get Daniel Bryan out of that Rumble early, I see people just losing interest in the Rumble completely from that point forward. If you leave him in until the end, what do? Have Roman Reigns eliminate him and the guy who's supposed to go to WrestleMania is your big time? Maybe that's what's going to happen and Roman Reigns is going heel and Brock is going babyface. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
I think that's insanity to me. I really do. You know, to me, the idea of you get Reigns in there, you know, somehow he is screwed over by the authority by drawing an early pick, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is. He still eliminates 13 guys, which means he breaks his own record from last year. But somehow he's eliminated and somehow it'll tie in later on down the line. But I just with Daniel Bryan being in that match in Philadelphia and just the fact that it's Daniel Bryan, it would just blow me away if Roman Reigns comes out of this thing the winner. I'd be stunned if it's not Daniel Bryan. I really believe that.
Mike, this sounds like last year. Everybody had all of these hopes last year, and it ended up going exactly as it was supposed. I shouldn't say supposed to go, but
well, no, and we were on the air. You know, we told everybody that. I mean, they were clear, or they thought they had made it clear that Daniel Bryan was not even in the match, which obviously led to the Rey Mysterio thing. But this year, he is in the match, and again, unless you have Daniel Bryan in there early and he's out of there early before Roman Reigns, no matter. And again, this it may not be Roman Reigns' fault. But the entire, you know, ire of that fan, of all those fans in Philadelphia, it's going to come directly down. All that is going to come thudding down on Roman Reigns, whether, you know, it's deserved or not, the same way it was on Rey Mysterio last year.
But we all knew going in last year that Batista was going to win the Rumble. And granted, the plan they had from Rumble to WrestleMania did change. And maybe that'll happen again this year. But the plan all along has been for Roman Reigns to win this Rumble. And I just don't see... I mean, last year, everybody knew that Batista was not the right answer, but Vince did it anyway. It's exactly the same as this year. We all know that Reigns is probably not the right answer, but I just think that Vince is going to do it anyway, because that's what he does.
Hey, it's you could be right. I would hope they learn from their mistakes, and with their with there being the three-way, and with Rollins having the Money in the Bank briefcase and all of those sorts of things, it looks like Brock Lesnar's got one foot out the door. Maybe possibly we can hold out hope, and it will not be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, because if it is and it's for the title and it's supposed to be the main event, I don't think that's the way you want to go. Almost any other combination of anybody else, whether it be Bryan and Lesnar, whether it be Bryan and Rollins, no matter what, it would be a better option, in my opinion.
Think about this for a second. We all know that it's very, very likely that after WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar is going to go and he's going to fight for a little while. And whether that be for UFC, Bellator, I don't know. But it's almost certain that he is going to fight. So let's think about Vince McMahon's mindset here. Brock is going to leave and he's going to go to a mixed martial arts organization. So who do you want to beat this guy on the way out? Who do you want to be able to say? Not that you'd ever say this, but this is what you're saying. Who do you want to say, this is my man who beat this guy, Brock Lesnar, who's now an MMA fighter? This is the man that sent this guy packing out of WWE and heading to UFC. In Vince McMahon's mind, that man is not Daniel Bryan. That man is Roman Reigns, your new guy. Your new top guy, Roman Reigns, he's the guy that sent Brock packing, this great Brock Lesnar who's now going to UFC. Roman Reigns ran him out of the company. I can totally see Vince McMahon having that mindset. I'm far more skeptical, given how he booked Daniel Bryan all last year, except for one day. I think it's highly unlikely that he's thinking that about Daniel Bryan right now.
Yeah, but I you could also, in the warped mind of Vince McMahon, and it wouldn't be all that bad of an idea, have Daniel Bryan, that little guy who beat you know Triple H last year in the main event of that match, you have him tap out Brock Lesnar in the middle of the ring, thus ending that story and sending Brock off being tapped out to the little box troll, I'm sure is what he's thinking. And that would probably be one of the nicer things Vince McMahon may say about Daniel Bryan, right in the middle of the ring and sending him out the door.
Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. This is Danny Hernandez from Dallas, Texas.
What's happening,
and,
Danny?
Before I get to my Royal Rumble, a little quick thing, but I'll say tonight's the big episode number 3 of New Japan on Access, and I know how much you and Dave, Ryan, have put the show over in this subtitled Minoru Suzuki preview. My hopes are kind of high. This should be a good night, right?
I hate all of you people with Access TV.
That's right. Listen, everybody, on Access TV tonight, there are 2 episodes of New Japan on Access going head-to-head with Impact on Destination America. They're doing episode 2. And they're going to follow that up with episode 3. So you're going to get 2 in a row. And then episode 3 is going to re-air again next week. So if something happens tonight and something goes wrong and you don't get a chance to see episode 3, you can see it next week. But I have already seen episode 3. It is so great. It's the best television show that I've seen ever, maybe. At least in terms of 1-hour television shows. So I'm just going to hype it up. It's tonight, everybody. Access Television. Mike, you'll find it here soon.
I hope so, because it's just killing me, especially with tonight being the big one that everybody's been talking about now for weeks.
That's right. And then before I go, do you think the Royal Rumble's go on last, or you think the title match go on last? Because You know, because if they go for Roman Reigns, you know, if you leave the crowd on a high, maybe have like Brock Lesnar or Seth Rollins wins, or even Cena wins, have like him win the Rumble match before the main event. And also, what are your thoughts on them doing like either like Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan, or Roman Reigns and Big Show fall off the Rumble like at the same time, and then have the match who goes to WrestleMania as Fastlane? Because since it took away the Elimination Chamber, that Fastlane pay-per-view needs something to build around. There's no Brock Lesnar, you know?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. You could do that. The only problem to me is that the Royal Rumble, I think, needs to go back to being your definitive challenger for WrestleMania. I don't like the deal where it's a disputed finish and then you have to buy another show, which it's not even like you're selling shows anyway. And I think that in terms of the last match to go on live, it'll either be the match where the babyface goes over, or it'll be whatever match has a bigger angle, I think. And I don't know which one that's going to be. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, it is kind of a toss-up here. And I guess I don't know. I don't know. You know, Roman Reigns standing there, no matter what, I agree with you that the Royal Rumble really should be the last thing, with that guy in the middle of the ring pointing up towards that WrestleMania sign and kind of, you know, nailing the point home and everything. But I tell you, I still prefer the idea of it being, if it's Daniel Bryan and Rollins at WrestleMania, I just tend to like that more than Orton and Reigns, or I'm sorry, Reigns and Lesnar in the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. I just don't think that's the way you want to go, because again, you get that really, you know, it is WrestleMania and you have more mainstream people there, but you also have more of the smarter fans there than, and you just, to me, you don't want WrestleMania to go off with anybody upset or booing or any of that sort of thing. And again, to me, the story is too perfect for Daniel Bryan to drop it again. Doesn't mean that they won't. I just think it would be a bad idea if they did.
All right, to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian. This is Ben from Minneapolis.
Ben, what's up?
What I was just thinking about, I'm wondering what your opinion is on how, as these years go on, how each of the members of the Shield will settle into their role with the company, whether their highest potential or ceiling is as a face or a heel. I was thinking that with Dean, he would be best overall as a heel, and that with Seth, he would probably overall be best as a face, like a even better Jeff Hardy. But I wasn't sure about Roman. And I was also thinking about, with the face-heel dynamic, if they made Brock such a face on Raw, how was that going to play off versus Reigns if that's how they decide to go?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, but we're going to tackle that when we come back. And also, we're going to have a special guest here on the program as well. So stick around till after the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. For those of you that have loved 5 days a week of Wrestling Observer Live, you are missing out if you're not a subscriber. Shows every single day, 7 days a week, 2 shows a day, except on Sundays. That's when we do 3 shows every day. And this weekend is no exception. 3 shows on Sunday, including Wrestling Observer Live. We'll have a Brian and Vinny show and a Wrestling Observer Radio, all talking the Royal Rumble fallout. Every day I do 2 shows. And as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you get full access to every last single one of them. And when I say every last single one of them, I'm including every show we have available in our archives. Over 6,000 radio shows dating back to 2005. Every show we have ever done. We have interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jim Ross. John Cena was on the old Wrestling Observer Live. I guess he was the former Tyler Black. He's now Seth Rollins. He was on the show. Dean Ambrose was the indie worker, was on the show. List goes on and on. They're all available for you in the archives as a subscriber. You also get full access to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The awards issue that we talked about yesterday is up right now for subscribers. 35,000 words a week. In the Wrestling Observer newsletter, you get Figure 4 Weekly. All of that for only $10.99 a month. If you sign up long-term, it's only $9.99. No better time to sign up than WrestleMania season. Many, many people have called the show and stated that they love Wrestling Observer Live and they can't believe it took them so long to sign up for the website. You will not regret it. I guarantee it. If you like this show, I guarantee, as Vince McMahon used to do, that you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. So don't miss out. Go sign up right now, WrestlingObserver.com. And before we go to our special guest here, Mike, the last caller was asking about Roman Reigns. Where do we see the former members of The Shield? I mean, very quickly, I see them going in the same direction they're going now. I think that Roman Reigns will be a big star. Seth Rollins will always be a main eventer. And unfortunately, based on how they push Dean Ambrose, I think he's going to be in this upper mid-card Dean Ambrose role for the foreseeable future, because his company has a tendency to slot people, and they appear to have already slotted all three members of The Shield. Not saying I agree or disagree with any of this. I'm just saying this is what they do.
Absolutely. They'll use him when they need him, and then when they don't need him, they'll bump him back down again and kind of, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, whatever it is, the old saying goes, and that's probably how it'll go, unfortunately, for Dean Ambrose. The good thing about him, though, is much like, I don't want to say much like Daniel Bryan, because that's an even more special case. I think when it comes to Ambrose, I'm not saying he's bulletproof. You can always kill somebody by beating him down enough, but just something about him and the fan base that he's already got, he's going to be relatively unsinkable for a while.
And very quickly, for those of you wondering why the odds for the Royal Rumble and other pay-per-views come out, and then about 20 minutes before the show, they all swing, the answer is there are currently two Royal Rumble scripts, and there appear to be three versions of the finish of the WWE Championship match. So they have three ideas floating around, likely one involving all three guys in the championship match. And about 20 minutes before the show, I guess Vince will announce which of these three scripts is the one they're going to use. So likely nobody knows what's happening, and that probably includes most of the participants until Sunday. All right, we got a very special guest here on the line. One half of Brutal Burgers, Brutal Bob Evans, is here on the show. Bob, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Bob, have I ever talked to you on the program when I was not inebriated?
Yes, I believe so. I can't, you know, we're 3,000 miles away from each other, Brian, so I can't always guarantee that you're not inebriated, but I think a couple times we talked, you were okay. But yes, thank you for the sweet Christmas message that you guys called me on the Christmas show. I still have to talk to Vinny about his terse words about me and my match, even though I agree with him.
I couldn't even believe what he said about you. I just remember that I did drink a lot during the Christmas show, more than I had anticipated. And I remembered that you were involved somehow, but I couldn't quite remember what happened. And now I do recall that you didn't answer the phone and we left a message.
Yes, you left me a wonderful message. Nothing to be embarrassed about, my friend.
That's very good.
Amazing for the amount of absinthe you drank.
Exactly. Hi, Mike.
What's happening, Bob?
I'm doing all right, my friend.
Now, Bob, you've got some stuff coming up. There's Ring of Honor this weekend that we got to talk about, because it is taking place in Philadelphia at the former ECW Arena. And yeah, that's the same city that the Royal Rumble is in here this year. So let's first off talk about ROH. What's coming up this weekend?
Well, I mean, it's as usual, you know, we want it to be a part of the big weekend, and Ring of Honor may not be the biggest show in town, but I think it's going to be the best show in town. And I'm real excited to just be there and be a part of it. And I mean, I can run down a couple of the matches here that I'm most excited about, and they're both basically six-man tag matches. AJ Styles and the Bucks versus ACH, Seidel, and Cedric Alexander. Good to have the Bullet Club making an American presentation. And but my favorite is, and I can't wait to meet her, is the Briscoes and ODB versus Matt Taven, Michael Bennett, and Maria Kanellis.
That match actually sounds awesome.
I say, what a perfect
combination. Yeah, exactly. No better pairing than the Briscoes and ODB.
I believe the situation that went down is actually on TV this weekend. So I will be upset with you if you don't get a chance to watch it. But
I've been doing my best.
Yes, I know you have. You're a busy man. And also, this will be good for Vinny. This is a mean guy match.
Oh.
Mr. Michael Elgin versus Moose. Dave Meltzer's favorite rookie of the year.
With my main man, Stokely Hathaway, in the corner of the Moose.
Stokely Hathaway and Vader Scott, yes. So.
You know what's funny is since you mentioned the television show, after TNA moved to Destination America, I texted somebody in Ring of Honor and I said, you guys realize that you are now probably number two. You're the number two wrestling organization in this country. And this person responded, we did it. And then they added, I don't know what we did, but we did it. That's exactly
right.
What happened. You didn't have to do anything. You have done it. You are now number two.
Well, I think there were a lot of people in the country that thought we were the number two promotion anyway, so it's kind of nice that, you know, nothing against anybody else, but, you know, I have friends everywhere, so, you know, and enemies everywhere, too, but yeah, it's very cool, and it's Ring of Honor. We grew leaps and bounds last year, and I expect the same thing to happen, especially with the pay-per-view coming up in March and the New Japan shows and, you know, just tons of stuff going, and I've heard... A few select guys are headed over to Japan again for a Ring of Honor representation over there. So, so it should be a really great year. And as far as Philly, I know it was really close to being sold out, but I still believe there are a few choice tickets available. And, you know, we'd love to have everybody come out at the 2300 arena. It's full of, I guess they gussied it up and made it all nice and shined it up. So I can't wait.
Who wants that?
Let's see. Yes, the 2300 arena, for those who don't know, the former ECW arena.
That's right.
Absolutely. So I'm excited about that. And I know the top prospect tournament finals are there, too. So I'm excited about seeing that. And, you know, I'm always looking to take people under my wing, Brian. I've trained and or mentored at least half the roster. So I'm happy to, you know, hopefully lend. If guys come up to me for advice, I'll be happy to... lend some advice to him again.
Hey, I was trying to get Vinny to go under your wing, but I think that at this point he's hoping that you'll go under his wing.
Well, he'll smother and die that way.
I told Vinny I was blowing into town in your area, and he decided that he would leave the area and go into another state. So
it's revolting, I'd go as far as to say. Now, you mentioned having enemies everywhere, and that, of course, segues into what used to be Iron Week.
Yeah,
a series of seven Iron Man matches by Brutal Bob Evans is now Iron Year, everybody. He's going to do 52 Iron Man matches. No, 365, right? Set me straight.
Oh, geez, no, not 365. But, yeah, with my busy schedule, I haven't really had a chance to do it since 2012, so I figured I'd catch up on it. And, yeah, I'm going to try to do 50. I already did one last week in the Boston area against Mike Webb, who is actually a part of the Ring of Honor Top Prospect Tournament this year. Really good kid, really talented young man. And he beat me, so I'm down one already. But
so I thought you were kidding. You're actually going to do 50 Iron Man matches in 1 year?
And you're going to be one of them.
Brian, you know the challenge is always out there. So... But it's for me, obviously, and you know, I'm not going to say it's not for self-promotion and my own, you know, selfish claims, too, but it's also to prove to the people that these young guys can go the distance, they can go that long, you know, and you can do it. Obviously, I can't, you know, since our business is predetermined, I can't say, oh, we're going to wrestle 60 minutes tonight, but if I put it under the Iron Man format, I can guarantee we'll wrestle 60 minutes, so... And this way I can prove to the world that the guys can go that long, and we have a very good young group of talent coming up. And I disagree with a lot of guys that say that there's no wrestling talent out there. I think there's a ton of it.
Well, I don't think anybody says that, but there, there are people very critical of WWE these days. But, I mean, it's very difficult for anybody in their right mind to say there's no good wrestling out there, because there is Ring of Honor on Sinclair. There's New Japan on Access. There's NXT, for crying out loud, which is a division of WWE, and it's way better than Raw has been of late.
I will amend my statement to say I think there's a lot of guys that are saying, oh, they can't wrestle like the old days. They can't. All they can do is 8-minute matches and call everything on, and can't do anything on the fly and that kind of stuff. And I'm out to prove that there's plenty of guys that still have great wrestling instincts and can still get the job done.
Bob, and you know, you've actually had these Iron Man matches in the past where you guys haven't even touched the ropes, which is, you know, a great testament to somebody's, you know, wrestling acumen when you don't have to hit the ropes or do a bunch of, you know, flippy doos or anything like that, and it just comes down to the mat wrestling.
Well, it's one of those things where, yeah, I wrestled Adam Cole, and then I wrestled a couple other guys in 2012, and we realized after it that we hadn't hit the ropes, and it's not something that I necessarily meant to do, but, you know, and Adam Cole is, the, you know, I've had a very small part in his success. He's done great on his own. He didn't need me, but if I can give him a little piece of something that's different, you know, because this business is all about being a little bit different than the next guy. So if I can give him something that he didn't have before that he can put into his repertoire, then I've done my job, you know. And there's a lot of guys that, you know, 23 years next month for me, so there's a lot of guys that don't wrestle like I do. I'm very unorthodox. So, and I think that actually lends itself to being in this time, I think it's really beneficial since, you know, Brian, one of your biggest things lately has been a very patternized style of wrestling that guys have fallen into. So if we have someone that can offer them a little different shot at it, then I think that's beneficial to everyone.
How much you swinging today in them kettlebells?
Let's see. I just did about 10 farmer's walks, about 300 feet apiece. I had like 75s in each hand. So
75s in each hand.
Good night. There's a reason why Vinny doesn't want anything to do with you. You might actually have him working out on kettlebells.
I know. I'm doing what I can. I got lazy over the holidays, and you know, but I'm down again. I'm down under 250, which is pretty good for me. So I want to get down to under 240 so I can really, you know, help these guys, these young guys out and really push them to the limit. And I'm making a push in Ring of Honor. I want more responsibility and more to do there, but I have to pull up my end and show them that I'm physically ready. It's the fastest, hardest hitting promotion in the country. So I have to stand there, and at 42, it's not as easy as it used to be, but that doesn't mean I'm not up to the challenge.
You know, if you put that kettlebell there in a Fatburger duffel bag, we might have a possibility of getting Vinny to carry that thing over a great distance.
Well, and it's a promotional tie-in for Brutal Burgers, too. So
that's right. Bob, we got to head to a break, but stand by during the break. When we come back, we'll let you plug everything one more time. And we'll be back in just a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Elver is here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Brutal Bob Evans is here on the line. And Bob, we got about a minute here, so let's plug the Ring of Honor events and any of your own personal social media. The floor is yours.
Absolutely, guys. Tomorrow night, can't wait to meet all the fans at the 2300 Arena, 2300 South Swanson Street in Philly. Doors open at 6, 7 p.m. bell time. Tons of stars there. AJ Styles, the Young Bucks, ACH, Sydal, Alexander, of course. Briscoe's an ODB, The Kingdom, Elgin, Moose, Tommaso Ciampa, the World Tag Team Champions, Red Dragon are going to be there. It's going to be a great card. I hope everybody gets a chance to come down. Just a few tickets available, but I hope to meet everybody there and tell them you heard the show. And Brutal Bob Evans at Twitter, and Iron Week and Iron Year, and we'll talk about it more as it goes along, I'm sure.
All right, at Brutal Bob Evans on Twitter. Bob, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and we are out of time, everybody. I want to thank everyone so much this week for joining us for this special Monday through Friday run of Wrestling Observer Live. If you are hearing this show for the first time, every Saturday and Sunday, we are here live. Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA, all of the ways you listen to this program here today. So we'll be back tomorrow with more. Don't forget tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 2 a.m. Eastern, a ghost hunt on my After Dark radio show, which is available at WrestlingObserver.com. There is a link up there. Also, DarkMatterRadio.net. You can find it on TuneIn Radio, searching for Art Bell, as it links up at the ArtBell.com website as well. So check that out. Thanks, everybody, for listening this week. Everybody at Sports Byline USA, we will be back talking wrestling tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. If you missed any of this show, 5 Pacific tonight, it will replay 8 Eastern. Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.